Hey everybody, it's Drew from the Bristol team. Welcome back to Bristol Radio. It's been a little while since we've been on this channel, but we wanted to bring you some special content as we build up to the 2021 Bristol Dirt Track races in March and April. So this is going to be a series that we're going to play for you. It could be some videos, but really the first thing that we're going to jump into is an interview between Jose Castillo and the Senior Vice President of Operations and Development for Speedway Motorsports, Steve Swift, explaining a lot about the dirt track, how it's built, where the clay came from, how we got to the right types of dirt, all different audio clips. So there'll be several of these over the next couple of weeks as we build up towards the NASCAR race weekend, and we hope you enjoy this. If you're looking for the full interview, it's on our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, type in Bristol Motor Speedway. You can subscribe to our channel on there. That the full sit-down interview is there, but again, over the next couple of weeks, we'll be playing a few of the audio clips for you so you can understand a little bit more about how we're building a dirt track at Bristol Motor Speedway. Enjoy.
Somebody asked me on Twitter, I said, you know, I'm going to be sitting down with Steve and talking about dirt at Bristol. And they said, there's 70,000 types of dirt in the United States. I didn't know that. And that you sent some dirt samples off to somebody in California and you were like getting into the serious details of dirt. So what is it about Tennessee red clay that makes it special and makes it special for here at Bristol?
So red clay is an expansive clay. It definitely reacts to moisture. It reacts to freeze. It reacts to thaw. And then it's got all these, I've learned more about dirt than I ever thought I would learn about dirt. I mean, even being on a farm, I never heard my grandfather talk about what it took to grow corn or, you know, it was just, we were on the farm and we did this. But what I've learned over the years and the gentleman in California that helped us out was there's a lot of junk, and I paraphrase junk in dirt, right? There's a lot of microbials, there's a lot of life. To hear them talk about live dirt and dead dirt and bad dirt and good dirt, you know, back in the construction days, we just wanted dirt that compacted so we could put a building on it, yet put cars on it that were going to go in circles, put a lot of shear and force on the cars or on the dirt itself, the pH balance of the dirt. You know, you hear pH in the water world, like what's the pH? Well, dirt's got a pH balance too, and there's an importance and a magical number that you want to hit for that pH to race on. So learned a lot about dirt, learned a lot about the technicalities of dirt, more so than I thought I'd ever dream of or want to know, but it's been educational, and I think, you know, what we'll see when we get to that NASCAR weekend will to help to put all that to place. Hopefully we did the right thing.
Thanks for listening to Bristol Radio. If you haven't yet, please subscribe or follow the Bristol Radio Podcast Network for everything new from Thunder Valley. Also, please rate and review the show and share this episode on social media, tag us, and use the hashtag #ItsBristolBaby. See you next time.